You don't know, won't hurt her.
Cool, crank it.
You are listening to CFRC 101.9 FM.
This is your signal.
We are the Arcade Fire. You're listening to CFRC.
Do you love playing board games? Are you looking for a place on campus to make friends in a relaxed environment? Look no further than Queen's Board Game Club. Join us for weekly Thursday game nights on campus and follow our Instagram at Queen's Board Game Club for more details.
Yes, I'd like a bowl of hot alphabet soup.
Hi, my name is Hayden, and I have a new show on CFRC called Alphabet Soup.
A bowl of hot?
Make sure it's hot.
Alphabet Soup is a musical variety show that's live every Tuesday from 10 to 11 a.m.
Make sure it's hot.
Right.
Okay, sir. Coming right up.
Tune in to hear something classic or something fresh. Tuesdays at 10 a.m. on CFRC.
Hey, Charlie, table 26 wants a hot alphabet soup.
Are you looking for a way to make a difference in the lives of families with sick children? Well, look no further. YGK Thrift proudly supports Almost Home, a loving home for families going through challenging times, and we need your help. At Almost Home, families find comfort support in a safe place to stay while their little ones receive medical care. But we can't do it alone. We need your generous clothing donations in your important time as a volunteer. Cleaning out your closet? Don't toss those gentle use of clothes away. Instead, bring them to YGK Thrift. We happily accept donations of clean and wearable adult clothing. Your donation could mean the world to a family in need.
So, join us at YGK Thrift and support Almost Home today. Your clothing donations and volunteer efforts will help create a warm environment for these brave families. Together, we can make a difference. One donation and one act of kindness at a time.
YGK Thrift is owned and operated by Almost Home. This radio ad is sponsored by YGK Thrift and is not affiliated with any other organization mentioned.
Hey, it's Arden from Princess Towers. You're listening to CFRC 101.9.
On CFRC 101.9 FM every Friday afternoon from 4 to 6 p.m., you'll hear Finding a Voice. My name is Bruce, host of that poetry-focused spoken word program. On it, you'll hear local readings and events, occasionally telephoned interviews across Canada, and always a touch of music. Again, Finding a Voice, here every Friday from 4 to 6 p.m. Check it out. Hope to catch you there.
CFRC 101.9 FM.
All right, let's go.
Good morning.
It's 2025. I know people have been hearing that for a while, but we haven't been able to say it on Thursday Indie Wake Up Call. So happy new year.
Happy new year to you too, Cindy.
You're back. How was your break?
It was wonderful. It was good, right? Good amount of relaxation and doing fun stuff. So,
did you go skiing?
I did. Went snowboarding in Whistler.
I was looking at the chairlifts. I'm like, I'm not there. That's not where I am. That looks amazing. All right, you're a boarder. I forgot that.
You went to Whistler?
It was incredible. Yeah, my first time there.
Oh my God.
Yeah, I was lucky enough to stay with friends and they showed me around and it was amazing.
Did you meet any New Zealanders?
I brought one with me.
Yeah, okay. Mm-hmm. I know there are a lot of Aussies there.
A lot of Aussies. I didn't meet any Kiwis.
Okay. Keeps you special.
I know. Everyone thinks I'm an Aussie there anyway.
Well, that's right. That's what would happen there for sure. But still, amazing. Okay. And how are the conditions?
Good.
They've had
good.
A lot of snow in the West and in the Rockies. I know they've had a pretty decent dump.
I think there was a good dump before I arrived.
I was scraping down the hill at Trombla. My edges are sharp. Actually, it was quite rainy and muddy the first few days. But you know what? We're tough in the East. I'll be hitting Killington in a couple of weeks. And I know they've got more snow and snowmaking. And it's cold now, right? Like,
it's properly cold.
It's properly cold. Minus 13. How's your Kiwi heart? I mean, you got some.
It's wrapped in a few layers.
Yeah, I saw you come in. There's no such thing as bad weather, just bad layers, right?
Exactly. I always feel like I'm the most rugged up person in the room. But you know what? That's okay.
That's the thing, though, is it's summer where you're from.
It's summer back home, and I literally have to, like, just turn off Instagram. I'm like, I don't want to see it. I don't want to see the beaches you're at, or the lakes you're swimming in, or the festivals you're at.
Oh, my God. Okay, well, we can talk about festivals on the show today, because we're still waiting on some of the bigger ones like Oceaga and Lollapalooza, and some of those, like, summer ones to give us any information. In previous years, like, I found in the post-COVID years to get people going, they were at least giving us a couple headliners or some little, we've got nothing. So I'm curious about what that means. Mm-hmm. But we did share amongst our little group, Bonnaroo's out. That one just came out. And a couple more that we've been talking about, Boston Calling's out. So that gives us some indication of some of our bigger festivals that we might travel to, but mm-hmm. nothing, Ottawa Blues Fest, nothing. So we're curious about that. Do you have tickets for concerts coming up?
Okay, so it was a very, very kind and lovely Christmas present that I received a Amel and the Sniffers ticket.
You did?
For May, and I kind of had suspected this is something I might get for Christmas, but now it is officially
confirmed. Oh my God. Mm-hmm. Okay, so where?
History in Toronto.
Oh my God. We talked about this before you left. Yeah, mm-hmm. there were hopes that...
There were hopes.
Oh my God, that's such a good gift.
I know, I'm very excited. And then a friend of mine, Evie, who was on Between Friends last year, is also going. So at least I got a pal, but I would have gone alone. Like, that's one of the concerts where I would be like, oh.
You would make friends instantly because everybody would be into the band. It'd be great. Oh my God. That's
how about you?
I didn't get any for Christmas. You saw I posted my Fontaines vinyl. That's what I wanted. Thank you. My family went to see Gary at Zap Records. Wonderful. Always helpful. And so I got that pink vinyl. Very happy about that. I have my tickets for New York City in May to see them. I'm still like, am I going? Am I not going? I think I'm going.
You're going.
And I've got Jack White at Massey Hall. That's it for now. For now. I'm really wanting to take in some local shows in the next 6 weeks. Because I find, as before we went on the air, like I find once we hit like second week of January up until reading week, let's face it, midterms, that's when there's a lot of packed shows. Now we're seeing a light weekend. We're going to talk about that a little later in the show. But coming up after that, I think we're going to see some good local shows. So
definitely,
we want to get out there.
As January like gets towards the end of this, too much. We need to clone ourselves.
I know.
But how lucky are we?
We're so lucky. Okay. I see you've got the Bonnaroo list up. We'll talk about that a little later in the show. We have no guests today, so we need to just catch up. Let's catch up. New music-wise, we were starting to make a list before things were rolling with our end-of-year episodes, which, by the way, thank you, Hayden, so much for putting that all together. That was so good. But in the meantime, we're going to play some newer music. Now, this isn't necessarily new, but I kind of slept on the Dayglo album, and I do love Dayglo. I hope I get to see Dayglo this summer. This is one that I want to start with. It didn't make it onto my 2024 list, but I did like Broken Bone, and we're going to play some Dreamscape, Mindless Crowd, as we get rolling. Indie Wake Up Call. Let's go.
Let's take off. I've been so distracted.
How can you break yourself out of the mold? fields, near every landscape. Just got inside the deadliest rockets. I'm not above your sweet dreamscape.
there's nothing you can send me, my own true love. There's nothing I'm wishing, to be honest. Just carry yourself back to me and smile. From across that lonesome ocean. But I just thought you might want something fine. Made a silver roll of gold. Coast of Barcelona. But if I had the stars from the darkest night and diamonds from the deepest ocean,
caught on the red light. my brotherly daughters be. Drink your wine, smoke your weed, my brother, let the harvest be. And wave your silver lining very close to your skin. But if it's the drug, the women, the white, the weed, the love that took everything I owe, just take it all, oh, oh, and tell the ones you love them, teach only what you know, and know, you better know it well. We drove from coast to coast, down in New Orleans where the levees broke us. You were tripping, I was driving. You were running, I was hiding. And you know I know how that feels. Don't get cheated, kid, just swing from your heels. And if you get carried away, let the music play through the pain and away. That silver lining, where
oh my God. Okay, so we're catching up off the air. We just played Mountjoy, and that's not a new song, but we played them because we've opened up the Bonnaroo Music and Arts Festival poster. They just announced their lineup. It's everybody.
Everybody.
It's everybody. Not like the Glastonbury size, but like, I want King Gizzard to come here.
Yep.
The King Gizzards, you could do a whole weekend with King Gizzard, by the way. I feel like they'd be their own thing. But yeah, King Gizzard's going to be there. I've got them lined up. We're going to play them next. But yeah, who do you see that really stands out for you?
Sounds out to me, I think, Justice.
Oh my God.
We had a whole conversation about this.
Oh my God.
Last year.
Everybody go see them.
Justice, I think, Hozier, Ray. Who else have we got here? For me...
Remy Wolf's Insanely Fire 1970s Pool Party Super Jam.
And that was verbatim what it says. So that looks like an exciting time.
That'll be like a 3 a.m.
3 a.m. situation.
Probably be, yeah.
Also got like Bieber Doobie, Role Model, Royal Otis. So if you're into that, like the, you know, more indie side of things, it's the place for you. But there's also a lot of names that I don't know. Oh, wait, on the small font, just notice, Rachel Chinariri.
Yeah, the small fonts. And... there's, like, if you want to have some old-time fun, Foster the People. I see Megadeth in there. I don't know if that's going to go so well. I mean, I don't know. Like, the Megadeth people maybe aren't the people that go to this festival, but people are going to learn things.
They will.
They will learn things.
I also just saw Natasha Bedingfield as well.
Exactly. Okay, yeah. Old-time fun. Everyone's waiting for one song, but that's fine. I've been to those shows, and hopefully it's, like, 20 minutes long. Yeah, I do like this. I mean, we didn't even discuss that Luke Combs is one of the headliners. I don't even know what to say about that. Whatever. Everybody go have fun. Everybody go
There's
have
something
fun.
For everyone.
Insane Clown Posse. Do you know what that is?
No.
Look it up. It's amazing. Lemon Twigs. I just saw them. Okay, so sweet. We've got a promo from them. Love those guys.
I wonder what we can take from this you know, into Projector Oshiega?
I don't know.
Predictions.
I think you can put something in there for Blues Fest in some ways, because I don't know if Hozier went to Blues Fest. Queens of the Stone Age is interesting to me. I see them as a headliner on Sunday, or I don't know, like, our, I don't know what those fonts mean. Like, you know, reading the fonts, it's hard to know what it means. But I think for Ottawa, you might see that. I think Olivia's a lock for Oshiega, though.
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot of chatter on the Oshiega Reddit about, like, who the other headliners are going to be. And I don't really know. I don't know. I know the Canadian dollar's sitting at 69 cents. That's not good. And I know for bookers, like, that's a big problem as well. Yeah. It's just actually, like, they can't raise our ticket prices that much, but it's a lot more expensive to bring people in. And they really have blown the bank on a lot of big headliners over the last few years. Like, we've had some big ones. So, I don't know. I'm up for anything.
I could pray for Chapel Road.
But she played last year.
Exactly.
However, Victory Lap would be amazing.
That'd be great for me, just personally.
Exactly. Well, that's how I look at all these lists. For me personally, I want to see Royal Otis, King Giz. I'd like to see Remy Wolf. I've never seen her, and it's the fact that it's a 70s pool party super jam.
That sounds like
that would do me.
That's right up our alley, Cindy.
The thing with Bonnaroo is you have to go and camp, and it's really hot and humid. I don't want to do that.
Yeah.
You go.
I'll go report back.
Give me reports. Let me know how it goes. But yeah, that's... I would go if I could have... I always give the scenario when I would actually go. If I could have one of those giant, like, concert band buses, like, you know, that Will Smith has and stuff, like, where the... busts out on the sides. Like, I want one of those. Then I would go.
It's like a spa pool, a hot tub.
100%. Not going to happen. But what is going to happen is we're going to play some King Giz right now and a couple of those artists we were just talking about. After that, I think we should talk about what's happening locally. We had some pretty cool album releases and new music from some of our faves. Oh, I didn't give you a report back from the whole Tiny Horse thing on December 23rd.
Oh my gosh.
Got to do that. Okay.
Come.
Stick around.
stuck at the go downy pier. You had a Belmont cigarette tucked behind your left ear. I was a hot teenage mess with something to prove, and I overdosed on confidence October to you. I drank all your JMO, smoked all your smokes, strummed your guitar, told some bad jokes, swimming in the water in the dead of night. When I climbed out, you were gone.
Okay, so we're hearing some Wilderness right now, and we're going to go back to playing some more Bonnaroo, but I just want to mention, we made an amazing list of our wrap-up of 2024.
We did.
And I don't know if anyone, if you were away, you didn't catch our shows, the two indie wake-up calls that happened around Christmas time, where we weren't available, we put out it was with Hayden and Rue and you and me, and Sophia had, like, she had some influence, as she I did. Mentioned. She was a big influence on me with Magdalena Bay. Love that. So go back to our archives, cfrc.ca. You can check out our archives because we mentioned this band here in the background, The Wilderness.
We do.
Some of our favorite live shows. And if you go to cfrc.ca, you'll see that our funding drive is still going. And you can definitely be a part of that. We're close to our goal.
Very close.
Did you get that email?
Yeah.
We're very close to our goal, but we're not quite there yet. So we want to be out there doing everything we can as a station. This semester, we have a lot lined up. Kingston Canadian Film Fest is coming soon.
Yeah, very, very, very soon.
Like, we're in a music video.
I know. I keep forgetting about it. And then, like, oh, God.
But maybe it'll be, like, just a little blur where we have to tell people that's us.
I really hope so.
I think that's what's going to happen.
What if they do, like, a close-up zoom on our faces, Cindy?
Yeah. The possibility is there. That's their choice. All right, we're also going to talk a little bit later in the show about Almond Milk. He had his album release in Kingston on January 3rd. And I was keeping in touch with him during that. I was away. We were both skiing.
Yeah.
Different parts of Canada. But from what I hear, it was a really good show. But let's play some more artists that are on that Bonnaroo list. And I wanted to play some Goose. And you said you don't really know a lot of Foster the People songs. And I don't call it a guilty pleasure. It's just straight up pleasure. I do like Foster the People. Mm-hmm. So you know Pumped Up Kicks, right?
That's the one I really
know. That's the one that a lot of people know, and they sing along and they don't realize what they're saying is quite horrible, but it's a beautiful summer jam otherwise. Mm-hmm. I always hear it every summer and everyone like smiles and sings along to them. I'm like, listen to those lyrics. They're pretty dark. Mm-hmm. Anyway, I'm going to play a song off their album. It was called Torches, called Helena Beat. And so that goes back quite a bit. And it's just another upbeat, fun song, and the lyrics aren't quite as dark as Pumped Up Kicks, which I don't mind that. I want to play some Goose off Moon Cam. We're going to play Arcadia and Biba Doobie, and there was one more we wanted to play off the Bonnaroo list, and then we'll move on. We're just excited.
I'm really excited. Maybe some Rachel Chinnariri?
Yes. Tell me about her.
So she's a UK artist. Her album last year was really great. It just missed my like top albums of the year, but it's really, really good. She's such a bright light, and she's just, her music is great, and I can't wait to share some of it with you, Cindy. Rue's a big fan of her as well.
Okay, so it's small font, so if you actually go to Bonnaroo, like, you'd probably be around friends and people who like her and a small stage, which I'm always here for. Anyway, let's go with some songs called Arcadia from Goose, and then we'll be talking about more local stuff after that.
Stumble every time you do it, ain't never gonna get used to it. Hanging on a garden rose, something the way that my love grows. Oh Lord, I didn't see it coming. Arcadia's got me running. Just trying not to lose my breath, 'cause hell, I'm gonna take that step.
And though my pride is gone way down the line, I'm just fine. Well,
would still sing. Little red pills, maybe that hold me up. But you pulled the blinds in this room of mine. It's just a little bit brighter since you came. Oh, I stumble every time you do it. Ain't never gonna get used to it. Hanging on a garden rose, untamed the way that my love grows. Oh Lord, I didn't see it coming. Arcadia's got me running. Just trying not to lose my breath, 'cause hell, I wanna take that step. Seep up all the light from the bottom of the spine. I'm just fine. One day, all that I had to give. We'll be sitting at your doorstep, waiting just to come on in. Oh, 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 oh. Cold rooms and burning flumes, will they have left me up? Just a little bit lesser than
a sip of something poison, but I'll hold.